It's been a tight race, but the runoff election in the U.S. state of Georgia has a winner, with the Democrat Raphael Warnock taking the last remaining Senate seat. Warnock's victory means Democrats will have 51 seats, while Republicans will have 49. He was up against Herschel Walker, a former football star. The two candidates were separated by less than 1% of the vote in last month's midterm election.
I am Georgia. I am an example and an iteration of its history, of its pain and its promise, of the brutality and the possibility. But because this is America, and because we always have a path to make our country greater, against unspeakable odds, here we stand together. Thank you, Georgia.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's company has been found guilty of tax fraud in New York. The fraud spans a total of 15 years. Trump is facing a series of legal woes as he looks to secure the Republican nomination for the presidential elections in 2024. Officials say the size of the fine will be finalized at a later date. Argentina's vice president, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, has been sentenced to 6 years in prison. De Kirchner is one of the country's most powerful politicians. She's been found guilty of corruption in a billion-dollar fraud case. A federal judge in the U.S. has dismissed a lawsuit by the fiancé of slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The civil suit was filed against Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for his alleged role in Khashoggi's death. The U.S. government has recommended the Crown Prince receive sovereign immunity. That's after he was promoted to the role of Prime Minister. Morocco has stunned Spain to reach the World Cup quarterfinals for the first time. The match finished goalless after extra time, and Morocco won on a penalty shootout. They will now face Portugal in the last eight of the tournament.
This week on The Take, we meet one Ukrainian woman who was taken as a prisoner of war. She was freed in a prisoner swap and tells us her story. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.